As we continue on, we normally deal with hearing and the auditory part of our anatomy, but in this particular instance, we're going to talk about aromas, and more specifically, perfume. And here to talk to us about a very interesting book and the interesting topic is Sue Phillips. Sue, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Lovely to be here. Thanks for having me.
And it's called The Power of Perfume. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. But let me start with a question. My wife and I were having a conversation not too long ago, and we were talking about people don't that perfume and cologne doesn't seem to be as prevalent as it used to be. What say you?
Oh, I disagree entirely. I think what's happening is that, there's a little bit of a problem. After COVID, people really stayed away from perfume because a lot of people lost their sense of smell and they couldn't smell. But fragrance has been part of our ethos for centuries. It started with religious ceremonies and then really trying to help people with their bathing and smell good. And then now it's all become about reflecting your individuality and your personality. So fragrance is the ultimate silent accessory, the last thing you put on and the first thing people notice about you when you meet them.
Well, you've done a lot of research for The Power of Perfume. What have you learned or what can you share with us about how perfume is part of the overall ethos?
Well, the word perfume is actually from the Latin perfumum, which means through smoke. And in the ancient Egyptian rituals, they would make sacrifices to the gods, and they would put on an altar of wood all the elements that they wanted to offer to the gods. And so then they would burn the altar and the elements on the altar, and through the smoke wafting in the air came the beautiful aromas, perfume. And so they started to use fragrance and perfume and incense throughout the ages and the centuries. Today, I think what's happened with perfume is it's become a way to really reflect your individuality and your personality. And so wearing a beautiful fragrance can really announce you before you come into a room, and it can also reflect the best side of you. And people who wear fragrance love to be complimented. If people say to you, "Oh my gosh, Bruce, you smell wonderful," it's going to make you feel great. It's going to make you feel confident, uplifted, and it's the final, as I said, it's the final accessory that really makes you feel that your outfit is complete.
How does one go about finding their, for lack of a better way of saying it, defining fragrance?
Wow, that's a great question. So, people used to be very influenced by celebrities and designers and now, film stars and so on. But the thing is that your DNA is going to be very different from somebody else's. And I always say, why wear what everybody else wears when you can wear your own? And so today, in the age of selfies and the age of, becoming your own brand, it's really wonderful and quite important in my mind that you have your own signature scent so that people recognize you and that it reflects the best part of you. So, if you go, it's a little bit of a self-plug here. If you go online to my website, SuePhillips.com, you can take the scent quiz and actually reveals what fragrance family you like and what suits you.
How does body chemistry, if at all, factor into this?
Absolutely, 100%. Everybody has their own DNA. And also what you eat also affects your body chemistry. I will tell you a story that I was once very attracted to somebody, and we always used to have a little bit of a sort of across the room, a little bit of a flirtatiousness. And when we finally got together close up, oh, the body chemistry was really awful. So it was a deal breaker. It was a deal breaker for me. So, it's really important. People should really understand and be very aware of how they reflect themselves through, obviously hygiene, fragrance, how you look, what you wear. And remember that even though our sense of sight is our strongest, our sense of smell is our most powerful.
That is a very good place for us to wrap things up as we are visiting with Sue Phillips, The Power of Perfume. How does one go about, there's probably tons of stuff that we haven't covered that's in this book. How can folks find out more about you and find out more about the power of perfume?
Well, thank you so much. So The Power of Perfume is on Amazon, my book, The Power of Perfume, How to Choose It, Wear It, and Enjoy It. And then, of course, I have a website, suephillips.com, and I'm on all the social media apps, Sue Phillips, The Real Sue Phillips, Scentfully Sue. Just Google Sue Phillips perfume and I'll pop up.
The Power of Perfume, it is Sue Phillips, and we thank you so much for taking time for us.
Thank you for having me, Bruce. All the best. Thank you.